About 45 Canadian Pacific and BNSF Railway oil tanker trains travel through 18 Wisconsin counties every week. Each is loaded with at least 1 million gallons of the volatile Bakken crude. So even though these first responder grants from the U.S. Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration have been given out every year since 1993, spokesman Joe DeCalm says this year it's different.
We've asked the recipients of the grants to encourage that they use their portions of the grant funding to maybe identify to rail tank car crude oil issues. Crude oil rail incidents have been noted recently, and we are trying to get the local first responder community to be aware of this type of hazardous material that may be rolling through their locations and to be prepared to respond to any kind of accident or incident.
Wisconsin Emergency Management spokeswoman Lori Getter says this money will be used for planning, training, and in some cases, equipment for local first responders.
In the last probably 6 months, we are increasing training towards Bakken oil response, which will be used, of course, in those counties that do have Bakken oil that is transported by rail car through their communities.
Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says this money is important because of the growing concern of the volume of Bakken crude being shipped through the state. Quoting her, these federal grants are strong investments in first responder training and planning for crude oil rail spills, and Wisconsin should be taking action to put them to work, end quote. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.